It's Mark Reardon for C-Speak, the language of executives, sponsored by PNC Bank. Today, Michael Scully, regional president of PNC Bank, welcomes Mary Lamy, executive director of the St. Louis Regional Freightway. Mary, thanks for joining us on C-Speak.
Thanks for the opportunity to be with you today.
What are the goals of the St. Louis Regional Freightway, and what role does it play in our region?
So St. Louis Regional Freightway, we are one of five business enterprises of Bi-State Development, and we were selected by East-West Gateway Government of Councils and their Board of Directors to help lead the region both sides of the river, to help promote our multimodal transit facility, work with private industries to set transportation priorities. What's unique is the fact that we have all modes of transportation, trucking, barge, rail, working with MoDOT, IDOT, manufacturing logistics companies, and we're helping set transportation priorities. So we have companies like General Motors and Boeing, having them have a conversation with MoDOT and IDOT, saying these are the projects that we need in order to be successful and to grow in our region. And the second part focuses on gaining that global and national awareness that we are a world-class freight hub.
So, Mary, why is St. Louis considered a world-class logistics hub?
So when we compare our freight network to other regions throughout the Midwest, we far exceed. And so we actually had reached out to site selectors who were looking for manufacturing logistics companies, and we said, what locations would you consider? And they basically said everyone but St. Louis. They said, well, we consider Nashville, Memphis, Indianapolis, and Columbus. And what we found ironic was that all of those regions did not have the same freight assets that we have. For the St. Louis region, we have six Class 1 railroads. A Class 1 railroad is a national rail carrier. And what that means is when you're shipping your commodities to the St. Louis area, you have access to all four quadrants of the United States with those six Class 1 railroads. Kansas City does not have six. Columbus does not have six. No one has six. We have four interstates that give you great access in the east-west, north-south direction. So from a trucking perspective, you are a one-day drive from major regions like Atlanta, Nashville, Memphis. And again, when we compare ourselves to those peer cities, no one has those freight assets. We have two international air cargo airports. And most importantly, from a barge perspective, we are the envy of the entire barge industry because of our strategic location on the Mississippi River. We are ice-free and lock-free to and from the Gulf of Mexico. So if you're north of us traveling on the Illinois River, you're going through a series of locks and dams. Those act like traffic signals, adding additional time to your commute. And so from a cost-effective perspective, it doesn't get any better than the St. Louis area from a barge perspective. So those are those freight assets. And then the icing on the cake is the fact that we have one of the largest manufacturing workforces compared to those peer cities.
What specific multimodal infrastructure projects is the Freightway prioritizing? I understand this process is unique.
It is. And so that's where, again, we're working with all modes of transportation. We have the barge industry, trucking, rail, manufacturing, logistics, IDOT, MoDOT working together to set these transportation priorities. And what's interesting is the region's highest infrastructure project is the Merchants Rail Bridge. Merchants Rail Bridge is owned by the Terminal Railroad Association of St. Louis. It has national significance. It's one of the primary east-west rail corridors throughout the United States. What's interesting is the barge industry, when we met with them one-on-one and we said, what's your number one infrastructure project? And the barge industry said, our number one infrastructure project is the Merchants Rail Bridge. So the barge industry is saying their number one project is a rail structure. And that's because in order for the barge industry to have competitive transportation rates, you have to have competitive rail rates. And that's where that interconnectivity with all the modes of transportation, and that's where the significance of having all the modes of transportation at the table to set these priorities. Other important projects are the Interstate 270 improvements on Missouri and Illinois side, focusing on Interstate 70 on the Missouri side, 30 miles across to Illinois 157. That's considered one of our region's manufacturing logistics corridors. We have global companies who are working on both sides of the river. So when it comes to working with companies like Boeing, Amazon, Worldwide Technologies, Procter & Gamble, they have manufacturing facilities on one side of the river, distribution on the other side. And so that's where we're working with these industry leaders who work on both sides of the river and our DOTs to help set those transportation priorities.
Mary, is it true that the St. Louis region is known as the Ag Coast of America?
It is. We were recently branded as Ag Coast of America. We received national and international recognition for that status. And that's based on the fact that we have the highest barge transfer capability of moving ag products from the barge industry to rail and truck. And that's right here in the downtown St. Louis area. It's over a 15-mile section of the Mississippi River. If you focus on where the arch is, 7.5 miles north of the arch, 7.5 miles south of the arch, we have 15 barge transfer facilities, and based on their conveyor belts, the width of those belts, and the ability to move product from barge to rail and barge to trucking, we've received that recognition. And part of that is in thanks to, again, that intermodal connectivity and that ability to move commodities at a very competitive rate. What's interesting is that the Ag Coast of America designation has not only allowed us to get both national and global recognition, but some of the local trade magazines that focus on the inland waterway system were not aware of some of those accomplishments. In fact, one of them is the Inland Waterways magazine. They recognize our port system in 2017 as Port of the Year, and it's based on that information. The other part that's interesting is prior to the St. Louis Regional Freightway, we'd always promoted ourselves as the third largest inland port. And the work that we've done working with the barge industries, we've been able to recognize that we're the most efficient inland port. And that's because when we looked at ports 1 and 2, which are in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Huntington, West Virginia, we kept thinking, how can they be 1 and 2 with the great assets that we have in this area? And we went in and looked and found out that they actually worked with the Corps of Engineers to extend their geographic distance. So they're basically being measured on a distance 3 times longer than the St. Louis region. And so we went in and looked at the numbers and found that we are moving about 2.5 times the amount of commodities across our ports system. And again, when we promoted that, we got a lot of international and national attention from those trade magazines.
Mary, as a hub, the Freightway probably participates in extensive regional collaboration. We've started this debate now about reunification of St. Louis City and County. Can you speak to the benefits of regional collaboration?
The benefits of regional collaboration is, number one, if you are operating based on just within your own municipality, your county, or just focusing on Illinois or Missouri, you're not able to say that we're home to 6 Class 1 railroads, 4 interstates, and most strategic location on the river. And what we found is our peer cities like Kansas City and Memphis, and Kansas City represents 2 states, they're promoting all of those freight assets at one time, gaining that national recognition. With these efforts and with the support of East West Gateway, the board of directors, and the private industry, they recognize that if we work collaboratively together, we are getting that global recognition, and we have been successful with attracting those shippers and carriers based on these tremendous assets that we have.
Mary, what are the great challenges the Freightway faces in the upcoming years?
I think twofold. Number one, we need to continue to act as a region and promote the region, focusing on what the positive things that are going on in this area, the things that I had mentioned as far as Ag Coast of America, most efficient port system, the fact that we have the most efficient freight network compared to those peer cities. We need to continue to promote those locations. So that's always going to be a challenge as far as getting that word out. And the second thing is we need to continue to grow our workforce as it relates to manufacturing, logistics, industries. We've got great universities, trade schools, a lot of fantastic programs, and we need to continue to work together to help rebrand some of those industries like manufacturing positions in the trucking industry.
How is the Freightway involved in partnering with the Gulf and coastal ports?
Part of our marketing efforts is not only just working within our region, is really building partnerships with other locations throughout the nation. I've mentioned some of our peer cities like Kansas City and Nashville, Memphis, and I've been really careful with my words not just to call them our competition, because we have a lot of commonalities. We have Interstate 70 that connects Kansas City to the St. Louis region. And again, from a freight perspective, they're part of that entire supply chain. Focusing on our ports, for the last 2 years, we've been partnering with the Port of New Orleans and the Port of Plaquemines, which is in southern Louisiana. We are trying to launch a new way of transporting freight up and down the inland waterway system called container on barge or container on vessel. It's a great option from an environmental perspective, a cost-effective perspective. And then with our coastal ports like Port of Savannah, Port of Charleston, Port of Norfolk, Virginia, and the ports in LA and Long Beach, they're experiencing a significant increase in containerized cargo moving in and out of their ports. It's literally doubling. And so they're in the market to try and better distribute those containers to the interior of the United States. And for that reason, St. Louis is one of those ideal locations.
So the Freightway has been a champion of the container on barge and container on vessel programs. What are the advantages of these programs?
U.S. Department of Transportation is estimating that freight volumes are going to increase by 40% over the next three decades. So we know there'll be regions in the Midwest who are going to benefit from that. The St. Louis region, we want to be part of that. A container on barge or a container on vessel is a low-cost, efficient operation that we're trying to introduce to our shippers and carriers. And what's taking place at a global perspective, these ports are seeing an influx of additional containers moving in. Part of that is because of the technology with the vessels that are transporting those containers across the ocean are increasing. So in 1984, those vessels could hold about 4,000 containers. Fast forward to 2018, they're up to 22,000 containers. And that's where they're bringing them into ports like the Port of New Orleans. They're seeing more containers coming into their ports. And again, they're looking for the interior of the United States to transport those containers.
So Mary, as a region, what can we do to help promote our freight assets?
As a region, I think just locally, I'm trying to turn everybody into transportation ambassadors. So any opportunity that you have to talk about the great assets that we have, that's one of the asks. Because again, when we look at our peer cities, they have knocked it out of the park as being very positive in promoting what those freight assets are. It's an easy story to tell because we've got so many tremendous opportunities. We've launched the Freightway.com website. That is a tool for the region to use. Trucking companies who are competing for projects in the Chicago area refer to that site for those who are making the selection. They can see what we have to offer. May 20th through the 23rd, we are hosting Freight Week STL. This is an opportunity we're asking all of the industries. If you have any type of organizational meeting during that period of time, we're going to ask that you put a freight topic on your agenda. Let us know. And nationally, we're going to promote Freight Week STL. We're basically sending the message that we are cutting edge, innovative when it comes to freight. If you're a shipper and carrier, this is the location to focus on. We've partnered with the Inland Waterways with their conference where they have 1,500 barge industry leaders coming to the downtown St. Louis area. And as they're here, we've been included with their agenda to again spotlight what we're doing from a freight perspective.
Mary, wondering why is St. Louis considered a world-class logistics hub?
When you compare the St. Louis region's freight assets compared to our peer cities like Kansas City, Memphis, Nashville, Indianapolis, no one else has the freight capacity that we have. We're home to six Class 1 railroads. A Class 1 railroad is one of the national rail carriers. And the fact that we have six of them, if you're moving freight throughout the St. Louis area, you have six opportunities to move it anywhere in the United States, which gives you that competition and the flexibility to move it just about anywhere you want. We have four interstates that give you direct east-west, north-south connection. And because of those four interstates and our strategic location in the middle of the United States, we're a one-day truck drive to regions like Atlanta, Columbus, Kansas City, and Memphis. We have the most strategic location on the Mississippi River. The Port of New Orleans has indicated we are the envy of the inland barge industry, and that's because we are ice-free and lock-free to and from the Gulf of Mexico. So from a cost perspective, it is very advantaged to get your commodity shipped to the St. Louis area on the Mississippi River because you don't have to deal with any delays from ice or with the lock and dams. And the lock and dams act like traffic signals where they're adding additional time to your commute.
Mary, Michael, thanks for joining us today for another C-Speak interview. C-Speak, sponsored by PNC Bank.